From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Trump administration continues discussing potential military action in Syria as payback for the regime's alleged chemical weapons attack. However, as Sagar Magani reports, Russia says no attack actually happened.
Moscow's strongly warning against a U.S. strike on Syria, and the risks of a conflict with Russia are very much in play here in Washington.
It's how do we keep this from escalating out of control?
Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis telling lawmakers yesterday he's not ready to speculate that a Syria strike would lead to a Russian conflict. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Speaking ahead of a Security Council session, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said it was time to investigate what actually happened.
We've had 6 resolutions that would really bring Assad to justice, call Syria out for chemical weapons, 6 resolutions vetoed by Russia. So you have a member who has used chemical weapons. You have a country, Russia, who's help them cover up the use of chemical weapons, and we have a violation of international law.
Trade and North Korea's nuclear missile programs will be the key topics for Japan during U.S. President Donald Trump's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe next week. Trump and Abe are expected to continue to agree to apply maximum pressure against North Korea until talks produce meaningful progress. Some Japanese analysts observe that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping last month indicate North Korea's nervousness about the upcoming talks with Washington. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website as well as download our mobile application. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have assaulted a security outpost in western Afghanistan, killing at least 11 government security forces, Jeff Custer reports.
Earlier, a Taliban attack killed a district governor and 7 police personnel in Afghanistan's southeastern province of Ghazni. Afghan media, however, reported the death toll was at least 16, and mostly soldiers were among the victims. The fighting came as the United Nations cautioned that the number of conflict-related civilian casualties in the first 3 months of 2018 remained at the identical high level recorded for the same period last year. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
James Comey blasts President Donald Trump in his forthcoming book. The Associated Press's Jonathan Lemire has a preview.
Former FBI Director James Comey's new book, A Higher Loyalty, is been anticipated for weeks and months. The book is due out next week. The Associated Press purchased a copy. In our reviewing it, the FBI director spares very little in terms of his attacks on the president. He calls him unethical and untethered to truth. He often goes back to comparing it to a mob boss, that the president was sort of running a New York crime family in some ways.
The president has called Comey a leaker and a liar in tweets Friday, saying that it was his pleasure to fire Comey. The government of Nobel Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi expressed serious concern Friday over a move by the International Criminal Court prosecutor seeking jurisdiction over alleged deportations of Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar to Bangladesh. Bill Gallo has that story.
In a filing made public Monday, the prosecutor asked the court to rule whether it has jurisdiction over the alleged deportations. An affirmative decision could pave the way for investigations into the alleged deportations as a possible crime against humanity. One reason for the question over jurisdiction is that, while Bangladesh is a member of the court, Myanmar is not. In the application, it's argued that, given the cross-border nature of the crime of deportation, a ruling in favor of ICC jurisdiction would be in line with established legal principles. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Friday, Congo took the extraordinary step of boycotting an international conference that reaped hundreds of millions of dollars to help its people, saying the Central African country's humanitarian crisis has been exaggerated. It comes amid differing views about the needs of a country where millions are displaced and hungry during a brewing political crisis. A steady growing list of leaders are joining U.S. President Donald Trump in choosing to send an alternate to the Summit of Americas. Some observers believe the shrinking list of presidents slated to attend could be indicative of leaders lowering the priority they place on the summit. The regional gathering is taking place in Peru. From Washington, I am Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.